Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, Ed Felton, is here, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is, I only have a half an hour, so I can't really do justice to his credentials here, but it's amazing. He's the co-founder and chairman of Offchain Labs. He's the Robert E. Kahn Professor of Computer Science and Public Affairs at Princeton University. And he founded their Center for Information Technology Policy. He's been a member of a government before. He worked for the White House as the Chief Technology Officer a few years back. And on, it's just suffice it to say he's highly accomplished, and he knows what he's talking about.
Thanks for having me on.
I started warning my audience about blockchain in 2016, January 2016, and one of my predictions was that they needed to start learning as much as they could about blockchain. I thought it was going to be the future of something. I didn't know exactly what then. And today, blockchain is everywhere, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly growing. I think it's got a long way to go, but but you're hearing a lot about it, and people are trying out a lot of different things.
I should correct what I just said. We're hearing about blockchain everywhere. It actually, as a technology, it isn't everywhere yet. I wasn't as precise as I should have been. You're exactly right. Most people in the world today are not experiencing blockchain in the direct performance of their lives, the direct activity that they have, unless they eat romaine lettuce, which was probably tracked by blockchain, right?
It could have been, yeah. There's a lot of opportunities to keep track of things. Blockchain is going to be part of the plumbing in a lot of different sectors, I think, going forward.
Well, the interesting thing that I like to point out to people about blockchain is it began as a stepchild. It was a technology that was launching Satoshi's Bitcoin 11 years ago. It began as technology. Now it replaced Bitcoin. Now it's a leading act in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yeah, this has been one of the big changes. People have realized that technology is good for a lot more than just keeping track of Bitcoin payments. That having this public ledger and all of the other capabilities that go with it really opens up whole new opportunities, and that's why people are so excited about it.
And just as there are multiple cryptocurrencies, there are a couple of thousand at least now, there's also more than one blockchain.
Sure. There are different blockchains, and they have their pros and cons. Some of them specialize in doing one thing or another. But at the end of the day, basically what they're all about is having an open public record that's happening in a particular area, whether it's
your will or how your title, clear title to a car or even a home. That's coming at us in the future. Smart contracts, the thing for small businesses, for small businesses that I'm the most excited about is a future of smart contracts. What do you think?
Yeah, no, smart contracts are a way basically to have a sort of neutral referee who's publicly trusted that's able to referee an interaction between different people or different businesses online. And that's a big game changer especially for people who are not big players.
Right.
Because you don't have to worry so much about the trust issues that you otherwise would.
That's exactly right. As we know, in the 10,000-year analog age, as I define it, Ed, we created ethics and we created institutions to on which we invested a lot of trust, and the ethics were intermediaries to a degree, and the institutions became official intermediaries. Well, sometimes the smaller the contract and the smaller the players, those things get into trouble. And a blockchain with that distributed ledger, as you were talking about, that could get very micro, couldn't it?
Well, it can. That's right. You can take interactions that are very small and every day and automate them sort of type of trust that you didn't have. And for your business,
right.
You can still hope to compete because this technology will let you get customer trust.
A little tiny company can do business with a big company on a blockchain and feel just as empowered. We're going to come back after the break and talk about how the government's going to get involved in this. They're worried about this, folks. They're concerned, and in some cases, justifiably. Quick break, 22. Right back with Ed Felton.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.